Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you an overthinker and it's really holding you back being more confident, having more self-esteem and being more of you? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can work through overthinking like I've had to as well. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. I've been really honestly terrible in the past with like overthinking, right? And it's really held me back from like actually enjoying life and being able to do things I wanted to. So for example, like I had to go and speak to someone in a workplace. I'd be like, oh my God, I don't speak to them. What if they don't like what I'm going to say? What if they don't like what I'm asking them? Oh my God. Oh, I've got to do this task or so-and-so won't like it, and get caught in that overthinking cycle. Speaking to someone in like a networking event or social, I used to be really shy as a teenager. I'd be like, oh my God, what do I say to them? And the obvious one, admittedly, is speaking to the opposite sex. Or like same sex, whatever you're into. So like speaking to or whatever gender you're into, but like speaking to someone who like speaking to a girl, like for me, many, many years would be like, oh my God, what do I say to her? Like, how do I approach her? Do I walk this way? Do I say that way? What's the tonality? And then we just get caught in that, right? Business, another one, like so bad with this. Like I was like, okay, do I make a YouTube video first? Do I structure it? How do I make it? How do I move forward? And now I just make podcasts like really, really quickly, like snap, snap, snap. But at the beginning, I was like, oh my God, what do I do? What platform do I use? Oh my God, this is so complicated. What people don't like it? I just got so caught in overthinking and it just wasted a lot of time and energy. Maybe you can relate to that as well. Maybe you're like, oh, I've spent so much energy on that that it's held me back, right? Now, our brain is very analytical. Now, we've all got different brains. We all think differently, admittedly. Yet the human brain tends to have quite a lot of analytics in it because it's looking out for dangers and all these things. And often overthinking, for me personally, has come from overthinking or fearful of things. Overthinking has come from overthinking, right? I rephrase that. Obviously, right? Overthinking has come from being fearful, right? It's come through things like, oh my God, what's I have to do? Now, sometimes there's a different reason. Often it's come from fear, though. So I want to ask you this. How has overthinking impacted your life? Because if it's impacting you, I want you to listen out for some of the tips I'm going to give you right now. So the first one is the 5-second rule. There's a great book from Mel Robbins, if you're not familiar, called The 5-Second Rule. And it's actually very simple. And we want to keep things simple, definitely, when we're in an overthinking mode, because complication is just going to make us overthink more. So what you do is count from 5 to 0, not upwards. It doesn't work that way. Count from 5 to 0, and then you do something. So this is effective in the moment. So say you want to go talk to someone, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, right? Or you're about to jump in a cold shower. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. It's worked every time I've done it, right? That's one way, because it's getting your brain to count down. And Mel Robbins goes into it more in this book. The second thing is plan your day the night before. Not in the morning, plan your day the night before. So for me, like when I've had like project management things to do, sometimes there's a lot to do and I get overthinking. I'll sit down and go, oh my God, what do I have to do? When I've planned it out and mapped it out the night before, it's helped me a lot. Now, are things going to come in my way and change my day, like emails, sudden requests, or other priorities? Of course they are, whether it's in business, career, and everything like that in between. Yeah, if you've got a plan and you map something out, that's going to make you set yourself up to win a lot better when you've done that as well. And then the third thing, and this may surprise you, check your nutrition. Because often I found when I've had too much coffee, I'll get into overthinking. I'm like, oh my God, this. Because there's certain foods, and I'm not saying coffee's going to do the same to you, although it does have, with the caffeine, it does have an impact on a lot of people in a similar way. Yet start paying attention, because we're all different, to the food and drink you're having. Like some people I know, for example, can have alcohol and not really be impacted. And they're like, no hangover, all these kind of thing. If I have too much alcohol, I'm feeling dreadful for days. right? I'm feeling down. I'm like overthinking things. Right? And other people are like, oh, I'm fine the next day, right? So just start making a note, write it down physically of things that are impacting you. What I like to do each day, at the end of each day, is score myself in different areas of life and say, what did I do in those areas today? So it's like emotionally, okay, I spoke to someone I enjoy speaking to. Or physically, I went to the gym and I like worked on my intervals and I felt amazing. So my energy was higher. Just start paying attention to your habits and then start scoring yourself is really, and I'm not trying to complicate it here, but start paying attention to what you're doing and actually if that's contributing to your overthinking. Now, I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before that, I wanted to mention that if you want a specific subject, me to cover something on the podcast, all you got to do is go into the Q&A and then write the topic relating to self-esteem, confidence, mindset, personal development that you would like me to cover. And I will do my best to cover it in a future episode. Okay, final point. This is a super, super good one I found as well. I'm really big into, I've been diving into this a lot more and really understanding it more. Visualization. Now, I want to explain how I found this effective for me because I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way to visualize. I'm just going to say what's worked for me because there's so many different views and theories. And this is what I used to do in visualization. Like just imagine vaguely the dream life I wanted. Like, the beautiful beach, like multi-millionaire, the beautiful wife, doing something I love, all those kind of things. And it's very kind of vague. Now, I think it's very good to create the perfect picture. What would be the perfect day for you in your life? That's really good. What I found really effective, though, is not trying to map out how I'm trying to get there in the visualization. Look at that, like that dream day, that dream life, the perfect day. Looking at the next step, what is it you've got to do in the next week, the next coming days? And then start visualizing that. Or even the next day, what are the tasks you're going to do? And then start visualizing that, because when you visualize it, your brain doesn't know the difference between fake and reality, and it's able to see it as done. Now, obviously, an end picture, like a big goal away from you, be big, dream big, huge fan of that, right? Absolutely. Yeah, if you just think of that, it can be a bit of a distance, and you can embed more of that into your system. I've seen weird things come into my life out of nowhere when I thought this big dream, like opportunities and amazing things. But when you just look at that big dream and then detach from it and actually start looking, visualizing what are the next steps in my journey, that can build a lot of confidence because you're like, okay, I know what I've got to do. I can see myself doing it. And when you've done that in advance in your head, it makes it a lot more easier to just carry through. So for example, what I mean by that is say like, I'll use an example of my life. Like I've got a big business dream, like where I want to be, like helping loads of people with a huge business, loads of people working for me. My next step at the moment is just visualizing completing my next program for helping people with their podcasts and my email sequence. And I've been visualizing that and then finishing it and completing it. And I'm having people like, contact me. I want to do this. I'd love to sign up for that. And all these kind of things. Because I'm just visualizing the next step, right? Is that alone going to make me millions? Absolutely not. No, of course not, right? But it's the logical next step towards getting to the big dream that I'm thinking of. And when we've got that small step, it can really make us believe we're making momentum because, as Tony Robbins says, progress equals a lot of happiness. So start visualizing the next step and that will help with the overthinking as well. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.